This weekend, the opera by Gertrude Stein and Virgil Thompson, The Mother of Us All, is going to be opening at Hudson Hall, Hudson Opera House. And today we have Veronica Forman with us to talk about the opera. Veronica, welcome to the Wednesday version of the morning show.
Thank you.
Here on WGXE 90.7 on your dial. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm actually, with the sun out, I am just feeling very good right now.
Yeah, it's not half bad.
No, it's not. Not at all. I just came back from Minneapolis, where it was unremittingly gray for four straight days. For about 28 seconds, there was sun. And everybody went, oh my gosh, the sun. And then it just went away. And I went, oh no. So it's a lovely city, but it's lovelier when the sun is shining.
Yeah, I think it's a place to go in the summer.
I think so too. But it's my hometown, and my brother and my family live there. So I went to visit and have dinner with my nieces and see my sister-in-law and my brother and the kids and, you know, everything. So anyway, the dogs. So here we are. Tell us about The Mother of Us All.
It is a 1946 opera. The libretto is by Gertrude Stein. She died before Virgil Thompson completed the music, which I think is interesting. She didn't see it, but that's okay. It's an opera, but it's also, in the libretto, it's described as a musical pageant, and I think that that is a really, it's a closer description to what it is, just because kind of more than dialogue, it's just these proclamations by this huge cast of characters. Some of them are real, some are fictitious. They're all kind of taken out of their historical context and meshed together. There's Daniel Webster and Andrew Johnson and John Adams and Susan B. Anthony and Lillian Russell and, you know, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to see how all these people interact with one another.
Well, it's just, you know, I was thinking this morning because it's a very modern opera.
Yes.
And according to some opera critics, it's the most American of all operas, which is incredibly interesting. Virgil Thompson, from what I was reading, mixed together a variety of 19th and 20th century American musical forms together to create the music for this.
Absolutely, and you hear it. It has this kind of like state fair, carousel, bandstand kind of vibe. Hymn and folk music, you can hear it all just one after another,
Yeah. And I think it's particularly interesting because it is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And one of the interesting things that I think you mentioned to me that I didn't know was that Susan B. Anthony actually made appearances.
She did.
At the Hudson Opera House.
She did. She spoke on the very stage on which we will stand. She spoke there at least twice, and then someone told me possibly three times they've uncovered. Once about abolition, once about suffrage, and the third time, I think they're still looking into that, but it's incredible.
Well, now, the cast. Tell me about the other people who are in the cast.
Michaela Martins is playing Susan B. Anthony. She's incredible, amazing, and just, it's a gift to be around her. And she lives in the area, and so does everybody else. Everybody is a Hudson Valley resident or has some connection
with the Hudson Valley. And you?
I'm from Germantown. I live in the city, but I am from Germantown. I will remind people all the time. Very proud to be from Germantown.
You know, Columbia County has produced so many artists and is a hotbed of
it's
much art.
It's crazy.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It's amazing. I can believe it because I'm seeing it, but there's 30 people in this cast, and everybody, oh yeah, I live down the street. Oh yeah, I'm from Copaic. Like, it's great.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Originally, yeah. So what is important for the audience to know about the opera? When is it going to be performing? When do you open? When do you close? What are the times of the performances? Where's the opera house?
Yes, okay. The opera house is on Warren Street between 3rd and 4th. Can't miss it. Very big. There's signs everywhere. They say, Susan B., listen to me, which is a line taken from the opera. You might have seen them plastered all over town. Some guerrilla marketing. So that's where it is. It is at 4 o'clock every day, and that has to do with the light in the big, beautiful windows of the Opera House.
It oh, that's opens good to the, know.
Yes, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, early bird special. it opens the 11th, which is Saturday. There's a show the 12th, which is Sunday, a show the 15th, which is Wednesday, and then the following weekend, the 18th and the 19th, Saturday and Sunday. And it's pretty close to sold out. So if you're interested in going, I would call
Ooh,
them up
I better do
ASAP.
That,
yes. Yes. Yeah, I think I hit all the bases on
yeah,
the
you did.
Who, what,
Absolutely.
When, where.
Yeah, who, what, when, where, how.
Why? How?
Yeah, and why is because it's the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote.
That is why. That
yes.
is why.
And Gertrude Stein was such an amazing character because she was from somewhere in Pennsylvania, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, I think, but she grew up in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1903, moved to Paris, where mm-hmm. she lived the rest of her life,
mm-hmm.
and was, this is a very modern opera, and Gertrude Stein was a great supporter of modern artists.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all, well, maybe not all, but her salons, you got Picasso et al.,
Hemingway, Fitzgerald,
yeah, there you go.
Just anybody who was anybody in 1920s Paris
mm-hmm.
passed through Gertrude Stein's salon where she lived with her companion Alice B. Toklas.
Mm-hmm. And I those characters, I mean, they're not characters. Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas are real people, but they are kind of incorporated into the character of Susan B. Anthony and her companion, Anne.
Yes, mm-hmm. and Gertrude Stein wrote in 1933 the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which was not Alice B. Toklas's book, but Gertrude Stein's book, but about her partner, Alice B. Toklas, which has become a legend. I mean, it became a huge bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And this has not been an opera that has been performed very often, is my understanding.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by how rarely it was performed. There were a few recordings available. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge cast. There's like 30 characters with names, and then there's chorus as well. So I could see it being a large undertaking. It's not the kind of thing that you want to, you know, double cast. It's a big production, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I add? What else is important for me to know about this?
I mean, you'll see it, and then and what is important will be communicated.
And also, interestingly enough, uh-huh. if I am correct, this is being performed in the round.
Yeah, sort of in the round. The entire space is being utilized, and it kind of ties into the spirit of the opera being this kind of like town hall community, like the voices of the populace being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really great, especially considering the history of the space.
Have you been personally affected by doing this particular piece?
I have. It's kind of ruined a lot of other operas for me. You look at the text and you're like, oh, this isn't playful. This isn't profound. This is just moving the story along. I mean, I've had so much fun, and it's been really helpful for me to kind of take these historical figures, even though they're taken out of context for the sake of the opera, but for me to take them out of the context of this, like, two-dimensional sepia tone set of dates and, like, pullable quotes, like, I don't know, it's made me think a lot about, you know, their private lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
to think that Susan B. Anthony did not live to see women get the vote, that's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn that in school, maybe, but you don't really think about it. It's horrible.
I don't think we now today, and this is speculation, realize that a century is not very long.
No, that too has really been affecting me. Just think, oh, 100 years ago? Like, that's nothing.
I know, and that the Republic had been here for almost 150 years
mm-hmm.
before women got the vote. And that's amazing to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, just to enter into that kind of mindset is very difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, how could it, what could people, how could they possibly think that way, that half the population doesn't need to have their voices heard?
Yes. And it got mixed up with Negroes getting the vote, African Americans getting the vote, and so many social swirlings that were going on at that time.
Yeah. Susan B. Anthony was a very big advocate for African Americans getting the vote. And there's even a line, there's a scene in the opera where she's kind of dreaming and she's asking a black man, would you vote if you could and not this woman? And you could see what the turmoil kind of was about being able to advocate for certain groups and knowing that some would succeed and some wouldn't, you know?
Well, there was just so much going on in that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Between the labor movement, empowerment of the African American community, and the disempowerment of the African American community, and the efforts to give women the vote.
Mm-hmm.
It was an incredibly socially twirling time.
Yeah.
In our
tumultuous.
Nation's history. Tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you have World War I in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the vote is given to women.
Mm-hmm.
The same year that we entered the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get from Germantown to Brooklyn to back to Hudson?
It wasn't that hard. It's
just down
close
the river,
by.
I know. But
take the train.
Yeah,
I moved to the city after college. And then I saw the audition notice for this quite a few years later. And thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to go home for a month and get to sing?
Get
so
to
I
sing,
tried,
I know.
And here I am.
There you are. That's good. Are you pursuing a singing career in the city?
Kind of. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm here today.
Yeah, got it. Totally understand. I'm here today, too. Who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we should know about this? It just sounds so interesting. I'm so looking forward to seeing it, and I'm going to have to get online as soon as the broadcast is over and get a ticket.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, call the box office, Hudson Hall, Google it. I don't know their number off the top of my head.
Oh, we should probably look that
would
up.
Be great. It would be great to know. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, and I also don't want to, you know, trivialize the profound experience that audience members are sure to have. So, yeah, come on by and check it out. If you can get a ticket, do so.
Okay, yes, let's do that. While I'm looking it up,
mm-hmm.
Let us talk about anything else about the production. How many people are in it? Who else is in it besides the lady? Oh, I've got the number here. It is 518-828-1438. Mm-hmm. Call and get your ticket to The Mother of Us All, which opens on Saturday, November 11th, and closes on November the 19th, and it's just going to be a great show. How about, have you rehearsed yet in costume?
Oh, yeah. The costumes are amusing. I'm not going to say any more than that.
Okay, I know. I remember a couple of friends of mine were in Tartuffe,
mm-hmm.
and the first dress rehearsal with costumes was a comedy of errors because nobody knew how to deal with all the layers of clothes.
Oh, yeah, the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. But,
yes.
Yeah, we're not going to be in hoop skirts and petticoats, but it's
surprising.
Very strong looks, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, I look forward to that. Veronica, I'm so glad you came again. The website for Hudson Hall is hudsonhall.org.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 518-828-1438, and it is going to be a wonderful adventure to see this.
I can't wait.
Well, I can't wait either. And I've got to get online and let's see doing this. You know, and the Hudson Hall, I mean, Hudson Opera House has stood since 1855.
Yeah. It's the oldest surviving theater in New York. I'm pretty sure it says right outside.
Well, anyway, thank you, Veronica.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.